Hey, this is Ricky Rackman. Every week I do a radio show called Racing Rocks, and I end every show with a segment called Ricky's Rant. And here is this week's podcast of Ricky's Rant. Can you believe this is NASCAR's third year with the title of Nextel Cup? Winston and all tobacco companies were phased out prior to the 2004 season. I guess cigarettes just aren't a good sponsor for such a family sport. Then again, it wasn't long after that Jack Daniel's, Smirnoff, Jim Beam, and Crown Royal appeared. Smith & Wesson and Remington, makers of fine firearms, are sponsors on cars as well. A couple of weeks ago at Irwindale Speedway, Kenton Gray attempted to run his Ford Taurus sponsored by Dianetics, a book written by Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard. There have actually been a few complaints that Scientology should not be allowed as a NASCAR sponsor. I don't recall any red flags when Morgan Shepherd pulls on the track in his Racing for Jesus car, so the question is, what is an acceptable sponsor? Drag Racing had Penthouse, the men's adult magazine, sponsor a car. On some of the smaller non-NASCAR series, I have seen strip bars put logos on cars. And don't forget Mark Martin's Viagra. Politicians running for office have also used NASCAR to get their names out there. So, what's right, what's wrong? I am not a Scientologist, but I don't think there's a problem with a religious-oriented sponsor. If you allow Racing for Jesus, you can't turn down the Dianetics car. For all I care, you can have the number 9 Catholic Dodge rubbing fenders with a number 79 Jewish Ford. No harm. I say it's all good. Let anyone sponsor a car, as long as they don't promote a negative message. Although I'm not against porn, I do agree with NASCAR's ban on adult-themed sponsors. But freedom for religious sponsors, why not? You know, that could just get us that much closer to well-known Scientologist Tom Cruise putting out Days of Thunder number 2. Thank you for listening to the podcast of My Little Rant. To find the station nearing you that's broadcasting Racing Rocks, go to RacingRocks.com. That's RacingRocks.com. And check in every week for a new podcast. Bye.